Hey, Pants people, we are thrilled that you're enjoying the podcast, and we want to share it with all of your friends, or at least one or two of them. So tell somebody about Fantasy Pants.
Sada Dase Luminary Spotlight. And as a finale to this little series, we're going to talk about the half-elf monk, Elirova. Raised in a temple of architecture on the world of Umizu, Elirova spent her early years in quiet isolation. Empathy and honesty became her guiding lights up until she came to realize a most terrible truth. You see, Elirova's true-born parents turned out to be a group of notorious, ruthless pirates. Confused and torn by this horror revelation, Elirova left her temple behind in the pursuit of her parents and the further truths behind her birth. With her treasured bag of holding in hand, filled with books and blueprints, she made her way towards rumors of vicious pirate attacks. Early on her quest, though, she came across a group of hobgoblin bandits and teamed up with Darrow Twilight and the Verdant Viper to fight them off. From there, Elirova and the others formed the luminary adventuring party Dese Sada Dase, and the rest, folks, is history.
Yeah, but...
Thank you, Gwynne Shepherd!
She thick, though?
It's not... Hey, let me look at the paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to listen back to each of those episodes and see how you pronounced it each time.
I'm curious to know what the actual way to pronounce that is.
Yeah, we need to find out. Write in if you're from Dese Sada Dase.
No, keep going. You almost got it. Gabby, who's the killer?
While I was speaking right there, my wife reached over with her greasy little goblin fingers, pressed up on my keyboard to the point where she found the killer of this whole thing. Maybe you'll find it tonight. I don't know. But someone here in this room, apart from me, knows who the killer is.
I mean, the real killer is Beez's breath, but...
The real killer is cigarettes. Thank you, Gwynne Shepherd. Write in, let us know if she's thick.
You don't have to do that. Really, thank you, though. The whole crew.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
That was really special.
Yeah. I love that you guys made it a tongue twister to torture me. It's very fun. I mean that earnestly and honestly. It was a good time. Guys, tonight could be the night. Tonight could be the night that you put all the pieces together and you find out who is behind this thing. Gabby knows. Maybe you'll know soon as well. But you're going to have to be clever. And you're going to have to make the impossible possible. I believe in you.
We're screwed.
I believe in you. I think you've got this. So let's start this off. Where were we off again? What happened the last time? What did we end off with?
We literally just did this 10 minutes ago, David.
Yeah, he's teasing
this
us.
Is I'm based
teasing
off the music. Night. I know.
Hey.
I know, and I'm being a dick.
Let me do this. Let me get my nuts chilling. I don't know.
Jesus.
What the fuck?
Hey. Where did we leave off? What happened last? Was it cool? Was it exciting?
Yeah, it was cool, exciting. Something about a baby child.
Yeah, what's the child?
Yes, the child. The child. Blanche. We start off. Yeah. Yeah, fuck you all. Yeah!
He's extending the cliffy.
Stay in the cliffy. Start off in the cells. As you step in the room, Jean takes a hard look around. You could see the battle is flashing through his eyes as he just takes it all in. Probably looks at the stained, blood stains along the wall. So, how they do it? How? Here. What do you think, sir?
I'm not sure yet, Tadpole. I know it's hard to think about, but what do you remember? What did you see? Walk me through the events that led up to the battle.
Well, very well. I was here with that damnable Ladu. It's damnable fella. We were having a conversation. We were probably arguing. And he was probably wrong. And, Yes. Of course, maybe we had to share some words.
I think he stops.
You weren't watching, sir, right? Through Turbo, you didn't... you weren't aware of anything I was saying. It was probably a pointless, very annoying argument, the sort we normally get up to, so it's good if you didn't hear it.
If it's not something you wish for me to know, then I shall not ask.
Well, anyway, we had a moment. It was interrupted, though, but the everything started upstairs. You know, the big old bombs, the rumbling, all that stuff. We had to dive back, almost got covered in dust. As we were watching the room, saw the Duergar just approached Xenia. She was asking to be let go and brought upstairs, and it seemed like Harlan was going to go along with it, and then he just struck.
Wait, it was just dust falling from the room upstairs?
You hear this, you look up. You do see right above where the Duergar would be standing, there's a support beam running across the top of the room. And if you remember the end of the episode, the dust fell, and just after that happened, you think back, because you put this together yourself, you think back and you remember there was dust covering the armor of Harlan and Grumby.
Wow. Well, that was anticlimactic.
But it still begs more questions. How'd they do it? How'd they lace the... I mean, you assume now someone must have laced the pillar. I'm going to waive your investigation rolls on this. As you kind of look down, you have your glasses, you look down and so across the floor and you see bits of dust are lacing it.
Oh, someone I see. So you're not saying that it was just an accident that it went off and dust fell through the floorboards. It was set there so that the explosion would set...
Yes, you would know from the map that this is actually not set directly below the ballroom. It's actually closer to like where the salon is right beside the ballroom. Okay. So like dust falling in the ballroom would not fall down here. What happened was someone had set the pillar, laced the top of it, you're realizing, with this dust. And when the bomb went off and the place shook, it fell down. It was planned to be simultaneous.
Hmm. Okay. So... is there anything that Blanche can glean from, like, climbing up and looking at the... I mean, like, that's stupid.
Maybe not. There's two options. Someone came into this cellar beforehand.
Right.
And left it there. In that case, they would have had to have known people were going to be in the cellar, in this exact room, in these cells, in that spot, before anyone came into the building?
Right. Well, if the plan was to get the heirs arrested...
That could be the case. It very well could be the case.
Yeah.
That would imply then that someone who maybe was part of the staff or a family already here, or someone who made very, very swift work somehow unnoticed upon entering.
Right.
But it would have been pretty weird if someone came down here, you know, between the events of entering the building, that 1 hour period where you were in the billiards room.
Yeah. Again, I'm having a hard time ruling out Amos Near.
Do you want to investigate the pillar?
Yes, I would like to. Well, yeah, that's another thing, is getting up there is going to tell Blanche how somebody else would have gotten up there.
Jean's going to assist you by sort of helping you, heaving you up. I'm going to give Hall the help action. He's just going to let you on his shoulder so you can kind of get a closer look at everything.
Okay, piggyback ride from Jean.
Yeah.
And let me double check my investigation here. And I have my advantage from my little goggly glasses.
You are lifted up. You sort of climb your way, sort of maybe you're climb onto the pillar and you're kind of holding on to it, sort of standing on Jean's sort of uplifted arms, just barely reaching the top of this room.
And I knock Beez's breath all into his face.
You see the pillar, you know, probably has some remains of dust on it. Maybe you do see some glimmer of pink mixed among it. Maybe not all of it fell. It looks like a good amount, a good portion was used here. As you investigate this spot, you realize, one, this pillar does not look like it has been disturbed. Like, you don't think someone had climbed up here before you. There's, you know, as you kind of put your hand down, even where the dust has kind of fell off, there's still distinct sort of a small light layer that you can wipe away as you touch. It has not been cleaned in some time. Larissa has been lacking in this room. But what you do realize, maybe you reach up and knock on the ceiling. You get the sound from the boards above that it might be hollow.
Hollow floorboard. Okay, so let's...
So there might be something, a crawl space between the first floor in the ceiling above you now in the cellar. You see like maybe a small knot hole in the wood just above where things would be poured down, as if someone had been in the space above, slowly letting the poison fall, setting the trap.
Okay. Is there a loose board to move?
I wouldn't say there's a loose one.
Okay.
You could probably break your way through.
Yeah, I was going to say, how about we make one?
Okay. All right. Give me a strength check. Athletics.
Oh, I thought that was a 10. It's a 16 plus 3, 19.
Okay. You crack the board, slide over to the side, crack another one. You move a few of these, as you're kind of peering up into this crawl space above, looking out into the dusty darkness between floors. First thing you notice, it's pretty tight quarters in here. You would not be able to fit with your shell to move around.
Oh, okay.
So whoever was up here...
does not have a shell.
Small, does not have a shell. Hey, you know what? You rule out two. You probably didn't think it was DePierre or Ledoux, but like you can rule out DePierre and Ledoux, perhaps.
Right.
You peek around. I think you do see in the dust there is... someone has been moving through here.
Gotcha.
Someone has disturbed it. Someone had moved through this place, which means they either climbed up from somewhere in the cellar or climbed down from somewhere on the first floor.
Right.
It would be hard to go far, perhaps. With determination, anything's possible, but...
sure. Can Blanche get a direction of travel? Or is it in all directions?
That's a good question.
I mean, if it's dusty up there,
yeah,
she should be able to
dusty.
See.
It would be pretty dusty. Give me a second investigation check here on this one. This is kind of a new scene to look at, and this could be pretty cool.
First roll is a 2, so the second one better really do something. 19.
There's no direction of travel.
What exactly does that mean?
It means there's no direction of travel.
There's just marks everywhere?
There's marks right there.
And that's it?
And that's it.
Okay, so what's directly above us?
Right above you now would be the salon.
Can Blanche see light through the ceiling above, the floor of the salon?
Oh, that's a good question. I think the floors of the main floor are going to be very well made. I don't think there would be much more seams between them.
Jean, pass me your spear.
Slides a spear up to you.
She uses the butt end and she starts poking around above her head to try to find something loose.
Poke, poke, poke. Doom, 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 doom. Doom, doom, doom. A board. There's something on it, but it feels loose.
Okay. So the length of the spear between the board, the loose board, and the beam that Blanche is standing on, can she wedge it in there? I'm just trying to so when I walk up to the salon, when Blanche walks up to the salon, okay. I want her to be able to see this. I don't want to do a whole nother roll.
I'm into it.
And I'm also leaving Jean's weapon behind, so that's stupid. So I'm not doing that.
Okay. I think you can have a rough idea of where it might be, kind of just orienting yourself to
okay,
the space.
Okay, sure. All right.
You already rolled very high on looking over the map, so
fair.
We'll say that you just kind of get an idea.
Jean, we're going to the salon.
Oh, sir. I thought you'd never ask.
Not that salon.
Upstairs. Oh, it's a mystery thing. Very well. Yes.
Okay, and Blanche is going to make haste for the salon.
Jules, we're back upstairs.
There was a child.
Samira continues. Her knuckles are white. You see a small trickle of blood run down her palm where her fingernails are digging in. This hurts her.
There was a child there in the trees. I couldn't say much about them. It was just a dirty, pathetic thing. I couldn't even tell the gender. But they looked like her. Like Proud Eden. I knew the others would see the child killed, so I urged them into the night to flee, to run. It's them, isn't it? They're back. They know who killed their mother. I don't know. She ran.
She?
They.
He said earlier I couldn't determine the gender.
I couldn't determine the gender. Okay. I meant to ask the guy, "Proud Edun."
Okay.
They ran.
What is the? Remind me of the time span between now and then. I'm trying to figure out if this child survived. How old it would be?
16 years.
16 years.
Okay, so.
How old did the child look?
Young, maybe 4, 5. They could have been small for their age. They were tiny. They could have been even older.
Tiny. How old is Diva Luma, I wonder?
Diva Luma would be in her early 20s.
Oof. Did she have early access to the building?
Oof.
That's the thing.
Oof.
From what you've seen, she didn't. And she was in the room with you the entire first hour.
Oh, she was.
So how could she be the one?
Yeah, but wasn't that... Where were we being held?
The billiards room.
Okay, so that...
Far off on the western... eastern wing.
Wasn't she in the salon, though, getting ready?
She was in the salon during the in-between time.
Fucking thing. That was good. Take a button.
I actually did something.
Take a button.
She was in the salon. That's where she was getting ready.
That's true.
And she definitely has access to her own pyrotechnics.
Yep.
That's also true.
But.
How would she get to the bottle?
Invisibility.
Yeah, but she's a bard?
Her class is undefined. From fighting her, she has like the qualities of an assassin.
When
you saw her invisibility, so was extremely short-lived.
So she's trained to get in and out of places.
Sure. The bottle of wine could have been Fyodor. She could have provided it. He could have placed it.
Yes.
She could have made the order for it to be sent.
You could always ask.
I wonder
that
if she's...
That was my next question.
I wonder if she's written it on anything.
I don't know what happened. They ran and... I don't know what happened. I thought they would just... I don't know. Disappear. A bad memory lost. And then my son died. And it's my fault.
I'm sorry. Thank you for talking to me. And Jules will get up and open the door.
Chester, in this moment of like tenderness, kind of takes her by the hand. Hey, come on. It's all right. We're going to figure this out, okay? We're going to figure this out. Thank you. Like, leads her outside. Close the door and just whistles. Whew, shit, Jules. What do you think?
Well, Jules is going to open the door right back up. Fyodor. Let's chat for a second.
Very well. Yes, I will have chat with you. Fyodor walks in the room. Jules, how long will this take? I am cook with no kitchen. My hands
Fyodor, I get it.
The feeling of pan.
I get it.
The smell of the omelet.
I get it. Do me this favor, though. Okay.
Was it tasty?
It was fucking delicious.
You're the only one who had.
It was so delicious, I almost stopped and left the fight because I wanted to eat all of those omelets.
I love hearing this. This is good news
for
me.
For real.
This is good news for me.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks.
Yes, the tacks are brass.
The wine that you served.
The one that was sent to Miller Aura's room.
Yes.
It was Larissa who brought, but yes, I am aware of this.
That's the only thing you saw was Larissa bringing you the wine.
Well, yes, I made the fruit platter and she brought the wine. We put it on the platter and it goes upstairs. This is a.
Did you see where the wine came from?
From cellar, of course, from wine cellar. The stairs are the main stairs to cellar for wine is just by kitchen, so I can see everyone that goes in and out.
And who did you say all went down there?
You mean all day?
All day.
Everyone inside. It was me here and there. Larissa goes down to cleans it, checks it. Ezra goes down, of course. Amos checks on everything. Everyone goes. It is a popular place. It is in there, after all.
Ezra went down?
Yes, Ezra. He went down today, yes. Yes.
Just him?
Him alone. Only once. Twice. Twice he went down. Just before you come in.
Was he bringing anything down or carrying anything up?
I was very busy. I do not remember. Kind of grumbles and just sort of thinking, rubbing his head. I feel like he did have something. Something he brought. And he looks you in the eye. In something he brought back. Blanche.
Fuck you.
You move into the salon.
Yes.
As you go here, you also turn around the corner. I will say this. As you turn the corner towards the salon, the kitchen stands open as well. You know you have a contact waiting outside you could speak to on the way or afterwards, whatever order. But
so you're saying I don't have to wait until 7 o'clock?
No. Fyodor hinted to you very strongly that somebody is out there right now. That because of all the everything that's going on outside, all the hubbub, his contact is there. Maybe just trying to get information, waiting for someone to appear in the window.
Okay, so as we're walking by the kitchen, Blanche is going to stop Jean.
Oh, thank goodness. Yes, I'm so hungry.
Do not enter the kitchen.
Fuck!
Jean, I'm going to disguise myself as Fyodor and enter the kitchen.
What? That's...
I need you to stay out of sight. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. Of course, sir. I shall hold the line here.
Blanche is going to cast Alter Self.
Oh, that's really cool.
To make herself look just like Amos... not Amos Nier. That would be not what I want. like Fyodor the cook.
Hell yeah.
And she's going to walk over to the window.
You walk over to the window. You peek out of it. Sure enough, there is a somewhat notable figure. I mean, there's a crowd all around this place, but just kind of right, sort of leaning up against the fence, almost not looking as inconspicuous as before, kind of staring out towards the building, eyes sort of wide, like they're just willing themselves to be seen. You see this, you see dark skin wrapped in a gray cloak and hood, just a wiry build, youthful features. This is the contact. And they see you. And there is just this relief that floods. Now, message is basically just, there's no word limit, right? It's just back and forth, constant.
Yeah, I can read it if you'd like.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
I think it's just whispering, and then you hear it. The mouth begins to move silently way over there, and in your ears, though it's right beside you, you begin to hear words. Fyodor. Oh, thank goodness, Fyodor. What is happening in there? No, never mind. You need to get out now.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking through to see if I can change what I sound like.
That's a good point. You're whispering, so I think it's like your voice. You just kind of disguise your voice. This will be a deception check. And it's going to be hilarious for you to try.
Oh, no. Nope. You decide what you look like, including your height, weight, facial features, sound of your voice, hair length, coloration, blah, blah, blah. This is pretty
Damn.
Like...
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Damn.
This is perfect Damn. For this situation.
Okay.
You
are now a big Russian man.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, quote unquote Russian, David Russian. I'm bad at everything, but.
Now I need to think of the perfect thing to say. They said you need to get out of there.
Yeah.
How can you help me out? Can you?
Oh, that was good. I was surprised. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
How do I get out of here?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe if you just tell them. Look, we don't know what's happening in there, but a number of us, you get that for emphasis, like blood letters, have surrounded the place. We're trying to figure out what's going on, and we need information. We do, but more importantly, we've been doing our own investigating at the edges. And, Fyodor, there's a Biza nearby. We brought in cantata leaves to check. They burn in the presence of rage spirits, and they burn bright. Normally, they don't venture into the city. It's got to be hiding its form somewhere inside, likely waiting on the call of its master. They can be bound to those who know the way to bind them, but it's in there.
Does Blanche know what a Biza is? Did we talk about
you
this
know
before?
A little? All you've heard is they're jungle rage spirits. You don't know a whole lot. Here's what's helpful. Fyodor is from Arnakek.
Okay.
It wouldn't be weird for Fyodor to ask.
Well, that's exactly what I was getting at. Yeah, I just didn't want to know if it was a waste of time for Fyodor to ask. I am getting scared. Tell me, what is this Biza? How do I stay away from it?
And I think Blanche would know a little bit, but not a lot of specifics.
Okay.
Being from Noir, but yeah, just Biza, you're foreign. They're spirits. Spirits of those killed in the deep jungle, especially those who carry a burning rage within their hearts.
Oh.
They can command and lead a number of lesser specters. They're dangerous. They can force people to move on each other, to strike each other. They can instill burning rage in others in their area. as I said, they can be bound. They're used by jungle witches. Some say they're used for poison. Some say they're used for other such tasks. Whatever's going on, you gotta get out.
They are all fighting in here amongst themselves. How do we appease the spirit?
I don't know. It explains so much, though. The revolutionary, the attack on the prince. That wasn't us. We didn't mean to do that. The bloodletters wouldn't have done that. We're peaceful. But Abiza, it could have inspired that rage. Someone is doing this to us, pinning this on us.
Would Abiza make the sign?
Sign?
The symbol. The bloodletter symbol.
A bloodletter symbol appeared.
Oh, wait. I fucking remember. She did it.
Zenya did it.
Zenya did it. Shit, I remember.
Never mind. I am forgetting.
No, I understand. It's
it's so chaotic in here.
It must be. It must be. How'd the omelets turn out?
This horrible lady spilt them everywhere.
I'm so sorry. You must have cried so much. I know how sensitive you are.
I'm not over it.
I know.
If I cannot get out of here, what is your plan?
We don't have one. We can't get through the Silent Verse. Our numbers are not strong. We're not fighters. Fyodor, you're on your own in there. But we want to keep you safe. We want to keep everyone safe. Whatever happens, we don't want to see the Kings of Coin hurt or dead. For one thing, they'll blame it on us. And for the other, it's not how we want to make a change. But someone does want them dead. I'm sure of that now.
I have friend inside. Here. I think we can trust.
You gotta do the walk downstairs. Nope, nope, nope.
They are investigating from the inside, and if there is grave need, may I send help to you?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yes.
You will know her by her shell.
The fuck does that? Oh, Tortles. Gotcha.
She is Tortle.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Tortle. It makes sense. You could have just said that.
Excellent house guest. I must go. I cannot stay away for long.
You move away from the window?
Yes.
Be careful, Fyodor. You're gone. Moving from the glass into the kitchen, moving towards Jean, and perhaps feeling something cold run down your shell as you realize there is one other guest in this palace, unknown. Something long dead, something supernatural, waiting for the time to strike. Jules.
So, this isn't going to be near as funny now because the moment has way passed, but it's been in my head since this happened, so I have to say it. You said, how do we appease the spirit? And all that I can think about is, how do we appease the Biza?
We have an episode title.
Take another button.
Fuck it. Can you take a
button? There you go. Nice.
Take a button. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Thanks.
Damn. That's you, Jules. Fyodor, actual Fyodor. You just had two Fyodor scenes in a row. Weird.
Right.
You got to remind me, what was the last thing he said?
Fuck. Hang on.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, okay. I remember now.
Oh, good. I forgot.
No, I don't.
Shit. Hang on. It was.
He was saying that saying.
Azra.
Yeah. Azra was bringing something back.
Looked like
something
he was bringing
back.
Something back. He brought something out, and he brought something back just before you came.
What was he bringing?
I did not see. I was not paying that close attention, but he was being strange about it, I think. I am sorry I cannot be of more help, but...
And you're sure it was just him?
I mean, at the time, yes. Other people have gone in and out. Loritza and Amos, of course, they are going in and out for wines, but Azra was strange. If he is bringing wine out, why would he not drink? If it is wine he brought, why bring it back? Strange. Can I go make dinner now?
Yeah, go make dinner.
Whoa.
Just save me a plate.
Whoa. Flashback. No one leaves the room.
But Blanche says no one leaves the room.
I'm not serious.
Oh, are you done with Fyodor?
Yeah.
He stands up, the whole couch creaks in this huge form as he moves towards the door. Well, I am hoping it was of help to you. I'm sorry I cannot be of more.
No, you gave me some good stuff.
Oh, good. Good. Well, good luck. And he just leaves. Dumb on the scene. He's out. Well, what are you thinking? Azra's being weird, but Azra's dead. So what's that matter?
David, what do we know about Azra in terms of...
He was a playboy. He was obnoxious, spoiled rich kid.
So he had no friends?
I mean, he had a lot of friends. He had money.
Quote-unquote friends.
Yeah, quote-unquote friends. You know, he's a big fan of Diva Luma. Roll me an intelligence check. Doesn't need to be a high one.
13.
Your mind flashes back to when you first arrived, came through the gates, spoke to DiPiero, spoke to Ledoux, and you turned to see, you heard some obnoxious laughter. You saw Azra was speaking with Diva Luma, and he went immediately kind of running back inside as she kind of waved him off. She approached you and mentioned something about how sending them off on little errands keeps them busy. Azra, you know, was running things in and out for Diva Luma. And I think a thought crosses your mind. Not saying this is anything that happened, but it could make sense to put yourself in a killer's shoes. Azra, dear, what kind of wines do you have? Do you have Jelly Black Classic Noir? I'd love to smell it.
At
just
the moment
smell it
of this realization, Jules opens up the door. Harlan, put those manacles back on Diva.
Oh, no.
Diva Luma just looks up. Her eyes are red-rimmed. She's been crying. What are you...
And
what
come
are you
in
saying?
Here.
Harlan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. I mean, fine. She lets him put it on.
It's just for safety.
I understand. I do. You want to speak to me now?
You and me both luminaries. We know it's just for safety.
It's fine. It's fine.
Don't forget Blanche is periodically checking in with Turbo.
Blanche, you see this? This is happening just when you get back from the kitchen. You look up and you see Diva Luma manacles begins to be moved into the room. Now you know the salon is...
Fuck the salon. We go now. Jean, run.
What?
And she starts to run back to Amos Nier's room.
Okay, you're on your way, Diva Luma.
I love that Blanche just said, fuck the salon.
John's, no! you move into the interrogation chamber. Harlan's won't look you in the eyes, just,
sure, stay. Or would you rather speak to her alone?
Stay outside the door.
All right.
Listen.
Will do. Will do.
Door closes, and Diva Luma just sitting there, just looking like beside herself. Oh.
This is either a foolish mistake or we got her.
She's like,
well,
slowly starting to cry. Just,
I think we got her, but she can also call the Beeza to her side.
I know.
You're in the room alone.
I know.
Jules, before you get started, whatever you want to say, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you so much. I killed Azra. I killed him. The Prince of Coin and a fan. And I would have killed others. I would have killed you if you hadn't stopped me. Please. I don't know if you've felt this before. If you know what it's like to lose control over your body. To do horrible things. And I think, Jules, in that moment, for a brief second, your mind flashes back.
I do.
To New Cerule, to Moreno,
yeah.
To your hand covering the eyes of Jacinth Kellig, to power flowing through him, to Zebulon's corpse. You blink and you're looking at Diva Luma, a woman who looks for all the world like her heart has been shattered. It's terrible. Jules? Chester's looking at you. He doesn't know what to do. I think he's kind of not following your track entirely, and he's not sure what's happening now.
Where do you come from?
What?
I'm curious. You seem to know all about me. I don't know anything about you.
It's like a slight sort of sobbish like, chuckle. Jules. Funny time to shoot the shit, but yeah, okay.
I was raised in the Lucidarium, the Bard College here in Xenda. I grew up there. I learned everything from them. It's how I'm the person I am today.
Well, who is your mentor? Anybody I know?
Probably not. I'm the most famous person to come from there, but I had many mentors.
Do you have a favorite one?
Lady B'Elanna. She was kind. She taught me the, very foot-heavy dancing style I use.
No, I mean, you gotta have flair. You gotta have flair, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We're luminaries.
Yeah, absolutely.
We even fight the style, you know?
Absolutely. I get that.
As you're having this conversation, I think we'll start to hear the door opens outside. Blanche, you and John step in. It'll be around this time that you'd make it up here. John just...
I think when Jules hears that, he's going to open up the door.
The woman kind of snaps and looks around. Huh? You go to the door and stand up, open it. Blanche, John.
When Blanche comes into the room, you can hear the sound of her blade song activate. And...
What is this? Whoa, Blanche, what's going on? Sah, what are you doing?
Hold on just a damn second.
Are we missing one thing?
No, what we're missing is that Blanche doesn't have any of the information that Jules has. Blanche doesn't know that there was a child.
You each have half of this sort of puzzle, right?
Yeah, so
what you do know is that somebody that was in the salon...
Okay.
Had perhaps had access to this. Right. That's where you found the thing was. But like you would know, I think you still have reason to be concerned, Blanche, because you know that whoever was in the salon likely was the one that poisoned the Duergar.
Sure.
You have a reason to suspect Evil Luma right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What you don't know, again, the impossible puzzle.
I feel like I was acting on some of the information that Steven had, but Blanche did not.
Yeah, you don't know.
Fair.
Roll me intelligence check.
Okay.
But can you also tell me that if Blanche saw Diva Luma getting manacled again, that she wouldn't think, what the fuck
okay,
is going
yeah,
on?
Okay, yeah, sure, right,
roll
exactly. Because she knew that Diva Luma was in the salon. She got the information about the Biza.
Right.
So,
roll with advantage.
I'm sorry, I was only, like, half listening. What am I rolling?
We'll call it just a straight intelligence. We're kind of testing your memory here. Roll with advantage, though, as your master's words, his information, his advice in the last episode kind of flows through your mind. Make the impossible... possible.
First roll, all told, was only a 14, so let's see what happens. 16.
With a DC 15.
Oh, baby! Ooh.
You see moving the situation. As you're on your way up, your mind is flashing. Make the impossible possible. And the pieces come together. You don't have the exact confirmation that Jules has, but the idea hits your mind. Diva Luma could have been here before, out in the jungle before everything. She could have poisoned the Cayman. She could have killed Missy Moaine. Diva Luma couldn't have had access to the wine bottle. But then you remember Azranir going in and out. You remember Azranir bringing things to her, taking them away, and that same thought hits you. Did she ask for the bottle? Maybe just to open it, to smell it, taste it? In that one moment, one pinch in the bottle, there is exactly one person in this house that could have done this. Someone who was both inside, or who was both outside, and had access to inside via a foolish accomplice.
Okay, so I'm not going to revert. I'm not going to rewind on the blade song. She pops in with the blade song, bonus action. Her action, she points her sword at Diva Luma and casts True Strike.
Whoa.
So
what's this look like?
So it's the sound that Blade Song makes, and then she just levels the sword accusatory at Diva Luma, and she asks, "Where is the Biza?"
What are you talking about? What's going on? What's happening here?
You were in the salon. You found made a loose floorboard to poison the Duergar. You put Biza's breath in your own pyrotechnics, and somewhere there's a Biza.
She's mad. Jules, what?
Who is Proud Eden to you?
How should I resolve this? I'd like an intimidation check from Blanche with advantage from Jules. You're leveling the sword. Ooh. I think you should make the check.
First one's a 19 on the die. Second's a natural one, so that's 22.
We'll go with the one.
That's not how advantage works, actually.
I can just edit the episode so that you say disadvantage.
Yeah.
Disadvantage.
I put it there. Sword is leveled. Who is Browd Edun to you? Tears falling down the smooth face. And then those eyes. Every bit of sorrow fades from them in an instant. Brows curling down. Mouth curving up into a wicked sneer. Completely different features. Completely different person. Well, I'll be damned. Proud Edun is my mother. And I'm proud to be her daughter. Every step of the way, you two. I swear, you two. I would have had the turtle twice. Jean just steps back, like, kind of horrified. I would have had Xenia. All seven, the complete collection. You fucking two. So what happens now? I can call in the Beza. You know it's here now. I can kill everyone outside. Or you can let me walk. You think you have the power here, but I think you need to understand that...
And you watch as she just kind of... smoothly...
It's actually in the stat block, I believe. Let me double check this. In her stat block, I think she cannot be... She can, like, legendary action escape from... let me double check this.
While you're checking that, quick side note. I said it right from the beginning. I don't fucking trust Diva Luma. When we were meeting people, in my notes here, Diva Luma has double asterisk here. Oh.
Take a button.
I'm just saying.
No, I already got a button. You can't do this. Shit, what am I looking for? Escapes non-magical restraints and ends the grapple condition on itself as a legendary action. This is something that, another one of those sleight of hand parlor tricks that have served her so well. You just see the restraints kind of, usually things just twirling a finger and they're kind of just spinning in the air.
Like I said, I have more power than you think. Power to kill everyone outside this room right now. You're the only ones who know.
I think she's bluffing. This lady just went down. We knocked her unconscious. She's had a short rest. What Blanche wants to know, David, and I don't know, maybe hopeful. I'm hoping that there's a role about this. Blanche wants to try to recall more about Beezas. Like, if we kill Diva Luma, like, does the Beeza go free? Yeah. Is it like some being is being controlled?
Like, you're onto it. Like, the Beeza's the bigger threat here.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah.
Yeah. Not worried about fighting her.
Right.
It's figuring out.
Give me a roll.
Yeah.
You thinking like Arcana?
Arcana or religion.
Okay.
For an undead, it'll be a little easier on religion. But Arcana, actually, I think in this case, I'll actually make it the same. Because these are very much tied to more occult witchcraft.
I'm close to using a button, but I'm just going to roll it. Because I've got a pretty good Arcana.
Actually, that's kind of what religion is.
23.
20.
Steven, again, I couldn't tell whether that was good or bad.
Yeah, sorry. He's the grumpiest roller.
Yeah, 23.
In the case of something like this, this is a rage spirit fueled, from what you've heard, by just like pure malice. If you kill its anchor, it's very likely to just go on a full rampage. Diva Luma is like the only thing keeping the Beeza from slaughter.
I thought it was going to be the opposite. We kill the anchor, that's the only rage in the room.
Right. I'm glad I asked the question, because like I was just about to kill in.
So what do you say, fellas? Are you going to let me go? Or do you want to meet my mother?
We will not let you go. Haven't you had enough?
No. There's still two more.
You can't have them.
I will. You've already seen how far I'll go. My determination, I would have died in that fight. I meant to.
Would you die?
Because I knew I would have killed every single one of them with it. I don't care if you kill me now. You'll just be the murderers who killed one of the world's most beloved luminaries. If you survive my mother.
You would die for that?
These people took everything from me. Stole the flower. Murdered my mother in cold blood. Sent me off to die in the woods. If I hadn't crawled my way into the city, found my way into the Elucidarium, been accepted, I'd be a corpse too. But they're precious children. No, fuck them.
Why did your mother want the children in the first place? She wanted blood. This was a response. They killed to defend, and I will die to defend today.
My mother was a predator. Like I'm a predator. Like that caiman you fought. Like the sharks out in the ocean. Blood's what we know. It's natural to us, and it's not wrong to pursue what your instincts drive you to pursue. But they lied. They turned around on their deal.
They didn't know the price.
Yet they reaped the rewards. Here they are, richer than ever. Rich off my mother's corpse. The houses sold in her blood.
The blood was her responsibility. She called for it.
And their blood's yours. Because if you don't let me go, it will spill.
You're not leaving.
So coy, Master of Defense.
I don't see any fucking way around this, dude.
It's like, yeah, this is like everyone in this room, like it's just Chester, Jean, back into the wall, horrified. Jules, like you're just standing there. What's Jules' expression right now? I want to get a freeze frame picture of this moment as Diva Luma is just sitting on a couch, still twirling the manacle, still looking for all the world like she has all this control. Her face contorted somewhere between like this divine sort of sadistic pleasure and this deep-seated malice. What's Jules doing?
Do you know who I am? Really? Do you know where I come from?
Oh, man.
You sure you want to fuck with that?
She turns to you. I know exactly who you are, my lord.
Oh!
And we'll call it there.